AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. American and British officials say a bomb may have caused a Russian jetliner to crash in Egypt.
A U.S. official says intelligence agencies have tentatively concluded a bomb planted by the Islamic State group's affiliate in Egypt brought down the jet. If confirmed, former FBI terror investigator Clint Watts calls it a big shift for the militants.
There haven't been significant external operations or large-scale attacks outside of Iraq and Syria.
The official says intercepted communications played a role in the conclusion, and while others are cautioning, those can sometimes be misleading. Britain's top diplomat says there's a significant possibility a bombing was to blame. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
An alleged gunman has surrendered at an apartment complex in San Diego after a standoff with police that interrupted flights at the city's international airport. A male student at the University of California, Merced, was shot to death today by police after he allegedly stabbed five people on campus. Student Dominique Jones says it's hard to accept something like this happening.
Many of us pretty much think of the university as a safe haven, and for to see that safe haven be transformed into like a crime scene, it's mind-boggling.
Investigators say the death of a police officer in northern Illinois was a staged suicide.
Commander George Valenko says Fox Lake Police Lieutenant Charles Glinowitz took elaborate steps to try to make it look like he died in a struggle.
The investigation found Glinowitz had been stealing and laundering money from the Fox Lake Police Explorer post.
Valenko says this had been going on for 7 years, and the money was spent on a lot of things.
Travel expenses, mortgage payments, personal gym memberships, adult websites.
After Glinowitz's death, the 30-year police veteran was held up as a hero who died doing his job in a dangerous environment. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP Radio News. The Obama administration has rejected a request for a pause in the review of its proposed Keystone XL oil pipeline.
The State Department has told TransCanada that it will not put the review of the Keystone XL pipeline on hold. Spokesman John Kirby says Secretary of State John Kerry doesn't see the need.
A lot of work has gone into this to date. And the Secretary wants that work to continue.
TransCanada's application has been under review by the State Department since shortly after the company proposed a pipeline from Alberta to the Gulf Coast in 2008. The department has jurisdiction because the pipeline crosses a U.S. border. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Stocks slipped today, led by weakness in the energy sector. Crude oil fell $1.58 to $46.32 a barrel. Remarks by Fed Chair Janet Yellen that policymakers are still considering an interest rate hike in December impacted the sector. I'm Ross Simpson.